If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Let's talk to Donna Reynolds, Tourism Operations Manager at the Ottawa Visitor Center. This is our Best of the Midwest series. I think a week or two ago took you to Ohio. We've been to southern Indiana, central Illinois. We've gone as far as northern Michigan and places all around the Midwest. We stay relatively closer to home today as we tell you a little bit about how to do Ottawa. Hey, Donna, you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm good, Jen. How about you?
Where's Ottawa? I'm good, thanks. How do folks get there?
We're in the middle of everywhere. Don't you know that by now?
Yeah, I've said it before. Trust me.
You're probably tired of saying it. We are actually only an hour and a half, maybe, depending on traffic, from Chicago.
Yeah. It's out 80 west past Manuka, past Morris, past Seneca, Marseilles, and then the first of two exits. And it's just about a mile south of I-80, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, right. And when people think of Ottawa, to be honest with you, because of all the promotion that you all have done, I think they do have kind of a sense of what that town is about. You know, good food, a brewery, lots of events. It doesn't hurt that you're near Starved Rock State Park, too, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
We have some great parks. Even Dayton Bluff Preserves and Buffalo Rock, you know, great, great parks.
Buffalo Rock, if you're just writing some of this down, is real interesting. You go up on this hill and you overlook an area of great history, and you almost imagine you're a Native American a couple hundred years ago surveying the land. That's the feel I had when I was up there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And did you get to meet Hope, Faith, and Pebbles?
Those aren't the buffaloes, are they?
That's the buffaloes, yeah.
I saw one of them, so I don't know. I didn't ask, but I didn't know which one I saw. But you actually have some authentic, real live buffalo up there. Let's talk about some of the events that are coming up then for the fall.
Oh, we have an event going on every weekend through October right now. It's insane. So.
Especially maybe for a town, I don't know, maybe towns of 20,000 people are as busy as Ottawa is. I'm not sure. You're the county seat there, but it is a very busy small town. It's only 20,000 people, right?
It is. It is 18,000 something. So.
Wow. Okay.
We're small and still big, you know.
Well, busy for sure. Give me some examples. What's on the calendar?
Well, we have the Boy Scouts of America's 50th Fall Camporee the weekend of September 22nd through the 24th, and you can still register to be a part of that event until tomorrow. So that there's going to be hundreds of Scouts doing activities throughout Ottawa, and plus we're the home of WD Boys.
Yeah,
they're coming and doing their 50th anniversary camporee.
The father of scouting. I talked to somebody about that off the air, and I do need to talk more about this on the air. There's going to be a couple thousand people in your town for this, and maybe a thousand of them camping along the river, which is just really exciting to me.
That's going
to
be so cool.
What a great scene. Not too far from that Genevieve riverboat in that area, right?
Correct, in that area. And then they have activities at almost every single one of our parks that are in town, too. So.
Talk to me
That'd
about
be a great event.
What about the Scarecrow Festival? What's this?
Yep. Then on the 30th, we go and we're going to have a Scarecrow Fest, which is our toddler-friendly event full of vendors, crafters, food, activities. And then on Sunday, again, we have Ottawa's Fall Festival and Parade. So it's a friendly, family-friendly event. All free for the kids, activities, food trucks, vendors, and then a parade at 1 o'clock. And then they have a band afterwards, and it's a nice little party. And then the following week after that is my favorite event of all time.
What's that?
Smoketoberfest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My friend Kevin was a judge at that last year. And
I know, and he can't come back this year. I'm so sad.
I don't know why he didn't schedule his wedding around this, but there you go.
You would think. Seriously, yeah.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, I think he had a good time last year.
Yeah,
so
he did.
This is our second annual Smoketoberfest, and it's a backyard barbecue competition. And it tickles me on this event because this is where I get competitors, not just local competitors, backyard chefs, from all over Illinois, and I have to thank you for that too, because we get them from everywhere.
Yeah.
Lincolnshire, everywhere. So, and you got till September 18th to register for that event.
So somebody from Lincolnshire is going to throw all their stuff in their truck, come down, set up their grill, and prove to everybody that they're the best barbecuer, huh?
Absolutely.
And then, but then I don't eat the, but the judged event is not the food that the people eat. You've got other people, or how does that work?
Yeah, so what we also do is the food that's judged goes to the judges. Unfortunately, we don't get to try that. But we have a pig plate that we serve. It's a roasted pig. We have a pig on the spigot there, beans, cornbread, coleslaw.
I see.
And this year we're adding tasting tickets. So the competitors themselves will be doing extra ribs, and you'll be able to go to the competitors to taste their ribs, and then there will be a People's Choice Awards involved in that.
Okay, so I would get to sample with those extra tickets some of the competitors, and then the proceeds go to what? Just renovation of the parks and upkeep and stuff like that?
We normally do it for Christmas decorations, for Christmas lights, that type of stuff, but this year we might be throwing in a not-for-profit in there. That hasn't all been decided yet, so. But we made quite a bit of money for Christmas lights last year for the city.
Wow, good on you. So Ottawa is this destination about 80 miles outside of downtown Chicago. I've done it in 90 minutes. It's taken me longer sometimes, too. When you get there, though, you really do have that sort of walk around a small town, pop into a pub, pop into a wine bar, pop into some shops, restaurants. I think you've got one of my favorite pizza places there. I think the bakery downtown is one of the best bakeries I ever go to. I'm there every Saturday. I mean, I think the quality of the food in that city is really high.
Yeah, we have, I want to say, 52 restaurants and bars just downtown Ottawa. That's just downtown. That doesn't include the North Bluff and stuff like that. But we have quite a few restaurants, and a restaurant for every taste.
And there's an Irish pub.
Burgers and sushi.
When's the Irish pub open up, or Irish place? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, Keegan's Irish pub is due to open any day now, I think by the end of September. And then also we have the French Press restaurant that's going to be opening up here soon, too.
Well,
which is a breakfast and lunch place.
If I would just say this to, you know, eat, dine, stay there, look at the river, see all the bald eagles flying overhead. Those are no, I don't know if they're bald eagles. They're eagles flying overhead, though, right?
Yeah, we do have always eagles year-round.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And then you're just minutes from four state parks, as we say in the commercial that you guys run, and it's true. And those parks are really fun, really accessible, easy to do, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And another thing we have at the visitor center, I'm not sure even if you're aware of this, Jen, we have what we call a heritage tour book. That is a self-guided walking tour through downtown Ottawa. It'll take you to every single historical spot in Ottawa, the murals, everything.
Yeah, which includes the first Lincoln-Douglas debate, the story of the Radium Girls. There's just a lot of strange, sometimes tragic history in that area, but it's all our history, and it's really, really an interesting walk, isn't it?
It is. It really is. Yeah. And then, of course, we have Tom Awesome, too, with the Awesome Ottawa Tours that they're just fun. He makes history fun. He should have been a teacher.
He is, you know, in that way. Donna Reynolds is the Tourism Operations Manager at the Ottawa Visitor Center. PickUsOttawaIL.com. Okay, Donna, lots of fun events coming up this fall. We'll see you out there.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for the time, and thanks for the info. Again, that's PickUsOttawaIL.com, part of our Best of the Midwest series.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or LindholmRoofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.